Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Hello, friends. Happy Wednesday. Merry Christmas to those of you who celebrate. Welcome into the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. You can find the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. Thanks so much for being here today. I know it is a busy day for a lot of people. Holiday season. Hope you're all having a safe and happy holiday. Thank you so much for making Pack-A-Day part of your entire 2024. Hope you end your 2024 happy, healthy, celebrating an unbelievable holiday season and end to the year. And we are all hopefully on to an even brighter and better 2025. Cannot thank you enough again for making Pack-A-Day part of your life, your routine, your whatever it is. Maybe you're checking it out today for the first day, whatever it may be. Thank you for being here. Appreciate you a ton. And we're going to make things today nice, easy, and breezy. It is a holiday. I know a lot of people are going to be doing some traveling and spending some time with family. So myself included, we'll keep it nice and breezy today. A lot of people are wondering, now that the Packers are in the playoffs, all right, we know they're going to be the fifth, the sixth, or the seventh seed. We know they're going to be a wild card team. We know they're going to play on the road. But who could they play? What do these scenarios look like? We'll get into all of that today. A couple other pieces of news and notes as well. Before we get into anything, I want to shout out Allison Tuckwab for becoming an all-new All-Pro member. Allison, you're the absolute best for that. Thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying all your member benefits. I know you've been around for a while and have been a member for a while, but I appreciate you upgrading to become an All-Pro member. If you are celebrating the holidays today and you are celebrating Christmas, well, Matt LaFleur got you a bit of an early Christmas present. Christian Watson, his injury, not considered serious. There is a potential possibility that he could play this Sunday. At least Matt LaFleur did not rule it out. I will do you a favor and I will pretty much rule it out for you. I have no idea. Maybe he ends up playing. Maybe it's completely nothing and he's healthy and he's out there practicing right away. We have seen Christian Watson already this year come back from an injury quicker than I think we kind of expected him to. Knowing where Green Bay's at, wild card team, fifth, sixth, seventh seed, we know how important health is right now for this team. I cannot imagine they're going to push him too hard, too fast, especially with some experience with injuries in the past with Christian Watson. I would be pretty surprised, if not stunned, if Watson plays in this game. Your guess is as good as mine. I'm not reporting anything here. I'm not breaking any news. I'm just using as much common sense as possible to say I would expect Christian Watson not to play. If he does, great. That means he's probably almost 100%, if not 100% healthy, which would be even better. But I think if there's any question mark whatsoever, if you see him at questionable or limited or anything like that this week, my guess is you will not see Christian Watson against the Vikings this coming Sunday. And what will be a pretty big game, we'll go over that more in just a moment. The big news, of course, though, is that it's not a major injury and he should be good to go come playoff time. They are going to need him in the playoffs to be peak Christian Watson in order to make that push and go on the road for three consecutive games and hopefully get to a Super Bowl and then, most importantly, win a Super Bowl. Now, before we get to those playoff scenarios, just one other thing I want to discuss, and that is the play of Brenton Cox. This is per PFF. In week 16, amongst edge rushers or edge defenders, Brenton Cox had an 88.7 PFF grade, first among all edge defenders, an 89.6 pass rush grade, third amongst all edge defenders, 43.8% pass rush win rate, third, and 31.3% pressure rate, good for third. Long story short, if you don't want to nerd out on numbers and know what all of that means, it doesn't matter. What it means is that he was really freaking good and was winning at a very high rate and playing at a very high level this past week against the Saints. This has been a pretty big story. Now, I won't go through all of my grades here, but he was my second highest graded player this week for the Packers on defense. He was awesome. He was really, really good. He had five pressures this week. Per PFF, since he took over, and I guess not took over, but since he started playing more with Preston Smith being traded away, Brenton Cox has 13 pressures, four sacks, two hits, seven hurries, a 75.3 PFF grade, all in 131 snaps. I don't say this to disparage Preston Smith in any way. I think it was the right move for everyone involved. I think the Packers got better. Preston Smith went to a 3-4 like he wanted to. I think he's a really nice depth piece for the Steelers, and they're asking him to do some different things, primarily kind of be more of a run defender. But since being traded away, Preston Smith, 6 pressures, 0 sacks, 0 hits, 0 hurries, and a 64.1 PFF grade on 142 snaps. So Preston's played 11 more snaps. He has 7 fewer pressures, 4 fewer sacks, 2 fewer hits, 7 fewer hurries, and about 11.2 lower PFF grade than what Brenton Cox has had. That switch in and of itself, going from Preston Smith to Brenton Cox, has not only been a break even, that has been a significant value add for Green Bay. Add in the fact that you get a 7th round pick out of it, add in the fact that you get $2 million extra in salary cap space for next year. That was a huge win of a trade for Green Bay. I know everyone wanted Green Bay to be buyers at the trade deadline. They were quote unquote sellers, but getting this spot open for Brenton Cox as well as LVN, Aaron Mosby, and Kingsley Enagbare as well has been a net win for Green Bay in return. And that's not even including, again, 7th round pick or $2 million extra in salary cap space. And Preston Smith wanted it. He's happy. It's helping the Steelers. It's a win all the way around, which is what you really want when it comes to trades. And that's exactly what has happened so far in this. And just opening up that space and that playing time for Brenton Cox has been huge. And I'm going to take it one step further. I'm not going to be entirely convinced right now that Brenton Cox might not end up being the second best edge rusher on this team. We'll see. Time will tell. Kingsley Enagbare, good player. LVN, huge upside. I think that might end up being Brenton Cox. The way he plays, the violence in which he plays with, he's a really good pass rusher. He plays the game the right way. He's still learning some nuances of the game, but he's like, you're seeing steps in him getting better in real time with more reps. Kind of some of the stuff that I think we were hoping to see a little bit more from LVN. We're seeing it kind of happen right now with Brenton Cox. He's a good player. It's funny, when Paul Bredel and I were watching OTAs and mini camps, Brenton Cox was somebody before the pads came on that jumped out to us. And I mean, aggressively jumped out. You might remember it, or you could go back and listen to some of those episodes and you know, from mini camp and OTAs. Brenton Cox was a star in those. And then training camp came along, pads came on, and it didn't really hit the same. You didn't really hear from him all that much, and he didn't really get much opportunity. Not with the ones. He was just kind of buried on the other side with the twos. And it really, you know, almost to me, made it feel like, is he even going to make this team? And it was so surprising, because it really felt like he took a significant step in OTA and minicamp. And then you get to training camp and you're just like, oh, guess that was fool's gold. Once the pads come on, it wasn't the same. And now we're starting to see him in games with pads on do a lot of the stuff that, you know, Paul and I, and obviously some of the other beat guys as well, were seeing early on in OTAs and minicamps. And it's awesome to see. He's a super talented player. Remember, he was a 5-star high school recruit. He was expected to be, you know, potentially a day 2, probably more like early day 3 kind of draft pick. And some off-field stuff, getting kicked out of programs, really held him back and made him an undrafted free agent. If he fixed the off-field stuff and kind of got things going in the right direction, this was always somebody that could be an unbelievable steal of a UDFA. As of right now, it seems like Green Bay got an unbelievable steal as a UDFA going back to 2023 when he was that UDFA, and then redshirting him last year, keeping him as a 6th defensive end this year, and now integrating him into this defense has been a huge value add and a huge win for Jeff Hafley and this Packers defense. All right, let's get to some playoff seeding, some playoff scenarios, some playoff fun. Let's start with the current playoff picture. Lions are the 1 seed, Eagles are the 2, Rams are the 3, Falcons are the 4, Vikings are the 5, Packers are the 6, and Commanders are the 7. So if the playoffs were to start today, Commanders at Eagles, Lions obviously with the bye, Commanders at Eagles, Packers at Rams, Vikings at Falcons. Playoffs started today, those would be your playoff matchups. If you're looking at kind of how it would go, again, Packers, from a Packers standpoint, Packers at Rams would be in your first week. And then if you win that, and let's just assume the Vikings and Eagles would win their matchups as well, Packers would go to Detroit, Minnesota would go to Philly. If the Packers would win, they would go on the road to face the winner of Minnesota and Philadelphia, and then they would go to the Super Bowl against whoever the top team in the AFC was. So sort of the likely pathway based on where the matchups are set today would be at Rams, at Lions, at either Vikings or Eagles, and then AFC top team in the Super Bowl. It's a tough path. No two ways around it, but that's what it would look like today if the playoffs were to start today. Now, per ESPN analytics, the odds that Green Bay gets each of these seeds, either the 5, the 6, or the 7, are it's about a 27% chance that they get the 5 seed, a 45% chance that they get the 6 seed, and a 28% chance that they get the 7 seed. So it's overwhelmingly likely that they get the 6 seed. However, it's still less than a 50% chance that they get the 6 seed. It's still only at 45%. There's a 55% chance that they go to either the 5 or the 7, with 7 being ever so slightly more likely than the 5, but it's very close. So most likely is the 6, but it's still more likely that it's not the 6 than that it is the 6. So kind of interesting way to look at it there. You know the one thing that can make the holiday season even better this year, and that is winning. And right now on Prize Picks, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. It is simple. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money action while watching your favorite sports. And Prize Picks also offers a variety of weekly promotions that can lead to huge payouts. And yes, my favorite promotion is Taco Tuesday, when Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. You can make your Prize Picks in fewer than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks. This week, I'm going with Sam Darnold to throw at least one interception against Green Bay, Jordan Love to throw for multiple touchdowns, and Will Reichard to kick multiple field goals, because Minnesota is going to be settling for field goals all day long. The best part is that you can download the app today and use code PACKADAY to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup by using code PACKADAY. Prize Picks. Run your game. If you're looking at what the projections are by seed, again, this is per ESPN analytics, the one seed, and again, these do not include all of the fringe scenarios, but the more likely scenarios. The number one seed is the Lions 76% of the time. Again, all of this is ESPN analytics. Lions 76% of the time, Vikings 19% of the time. The number two seed is the Eagles 94% of the time. The number three seed is the Rams 46% of the time, the Bucks 32% of the time, or the Falcons 16% of the time. The number four seed, we don't need to go through all the percentages, but the number four seed will either be the Rams, the Falcons, the Bucks, or the Seahawks. The five seed would be the Vikings, the Packers, or the Lions. The six seed would be the Packers, the Vikings, or the Commanders. And the seven seed would be either the Commanders or the Packers. Those are your sort of likelihoods by seed. Now, there are other options out there that did not include all of them, right? If the Packers would get the 5 seed, 35% chance that they would play the Rams, 32% chance that they would play the Falcons, 20% chance that they would play the Bucks, and 12% chance that they would play the Seahawks. Most likely scenario there, the Rams. If the Packers got the 6 seed, 46% chance that they play the Rams, 32% chance that they play the Bucks, and 16% chance that they play the Falcons. Rams also most likely in that scenario. And if the Packers get the 7 seed, it is about a 94% chance that they would play the Eagles in that scenario. Now, there are a variety of key games that are remaining on the schedule that can alter the shape and the format of the NFC playoffs. Seahawks at Bears this week, Cardinals at Rams, Panthers at Buccaneers, Cowboys at Eagles, Packers at Vikings is a huge one, Falcons at Commanders is a huge one, Lions at 49ers, Panthers at Falcons next week, Saints at Bucks, Seahawks at Rams next week is a really huge one, Commanders at Cowboys, Giants at Eagles, Vikings at Lions is huge, and Bears at Packers. So there are 14 different games in the NFC that could alter this in some way. Now, for the sake of just having fun with this, let's eliminate the easy ones. Let's just say that these more easy ones where you've got a playoff contending team against a team that does not have anything to play for. Let's say that those go chalk, all right? That would mean Seahawks over Bears, Rams over Cardinals, Buccaneers over Panthers, Eagles over Cowboys, Lions over 49ers, Falcons over Panthers, Buccaneers over Saints, Commanders over Cowboys, Eagles over Giants, and Packers over Bears. We'll take those 10 games and just assume for the sake of this that those 10 games all go chalk and they all go with the potential playoff team over the team that has nothing to fight for at this point. If that were to be the case, there are four games remaining that will ultimately shape what this NFC playoff seeding will look like. Packers at Vikings, Falcons at Commanders, Seahawks at Rams, and Vikings at Lions. Those four games will ultimately shape everything if the other 10 games go according to plan. Now, when you have four teams remaining, that means that there are six, barring any ties, that means that there are 16 scenarios in those four games that could happen, right? Packers, Falcons, Seahawks, Vikings win. Packers, Falcons, Seahawks, Lions win. Packers, Falcons, Seahawks, we can go on and on, right? There's 16 different scenarios. So what I did, because I'm a nerd, and what else am I going to do on Christmas Eve, right? I went through all 16 of those scenarios, all right? Just for fun. And here's what would happen. In those 16 scenarios, again, if the other 10 games go chalk, and it just comes down to those four games, which ultimately decides the fate of basically the entire remainder of the NFC, the Packers would get the number 5 seed 4 out of those 16 times. The only way to have that happen is the Packers winning both of their games and the Vikings losing both of their games. It's the only way that that happens. It happens 4 out of the 16 scenarios. They would get the 6 seed 8 out of the 16 scenarios, so about 50% of the time. And in, you know, there's a variety of different ways that that could happen, but about 50% of the time, they get that number 6 seed. And then 4 of the 16 times, they get the number 7 seed. And again, the way that that would happen is the Packers lose to the Vikings and the Commanders beat the Falcons. All right, those are the, that's the scenarios there. So 25% of the time, they get the 5. 25% of the time, they get the 7. 50% of the time, they get the 6 seed. What teams would they potentially play? Well, regardless of what seed that they would get, they would face the Rams 6 of the 16 situations. They would face the Falcons 4 out of 16 times, the Eagles 4 out of 16 times, and the Buccaneers 2 out of 16 times. Those were the only ones. So the Rams are the most likely. 6 of the 16 scenarios had the Rams going against the Packers in the opening wildcard round. Again, 4 out of 16 times was either the Falcons or the Eagles, and only 2 of the 16 times were the Buccaneers. No other possible outcomes. Again, if those 10 games go chalk and it just comes down to those four games, again, that's the scenarios that you're looking out for. If you want to avoid the Philadelphia Eagles and the number 7 seed, what you're really looking for here is the Packers to either win out, or you're likely really hoping that the Commanders lose to the Falcons this upcoming week in week 17. If you're looking for a game to root for that's not a Packers game, you're probably cheering for the Falcons over the Commanders to limit the amount of opportunities where Green Bay could end up with that 7 seed and have to go to Philly as the number 2 seed early on in the playoffs. So if, again, you're looking for something to cheer for the Packers, cheer against the Commanders this upcoming week. But just to recap that one more time, they would face the Rams 6 times of the 16, Falcons 4 of the times, Eagles 4 of the times, and the Buccaneers 2 of the times. Your most likely path, and kind of going back to what we talked about earlier, is probably going to the Rams and then to either the Lions or the Vikings, and then likely either to the Eagles, Lions, or Vikings, and then going to the Super Bowl and facing the best team from the AFC. Either way, it is not going to be easy. It is going to be a massive challenge. Yes, I think Green Bay is up for it. Yes, I think they can navigate it. And my take on it still is bring on anyone. I really don't care. Bring on the Eagles, bring on the Vikings, bring on the Lions, bring on Buccaneers, Falcons. It doesn't matter to me. Go out and beat the best of the teams. That's what separates you as a great team. I think Green Bay can be a great team. I want to see them go do it. And I'm not going to be ashamed if somehow they get a path that includes the Falcons, a completely beat up Lions team by that point, and a, you know, I don't know, maybe the Commanders get some upset, or if it's the Buccaneers and the Eagles and the Commanders, I don't care. I will not be ashamed if they get an easy route. I will not be afraid if they get a hard route. Bring on anyone. But that's what you're looking at from likely playoff scenarios. Likely the Rams in the first round, but Falcons, Eagles, Buccaneers, all within the realm of possibility as well. All right, that is going to do it for me today. Thank you so much for joining me. Always appreciate you guys. Like I said, quicker episode today. Kept it just about under 20 minutes here. Shout out to our All-Pro and Hall of Fame members, Most Hated Minnesotan, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Brandon Paletta, Jennifer Wright, Boom Handle, Donald Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Alex Hwang, Arnaldo Espinosa, Peter Itaka, Jay Zimmerman, B. Brown, Puerto Rican Packer, Dan Gesford, Step Keat, Love and Football, Dylan Patscott, Bobby Santoro, SoCal Pack, and Allison Tuckwab. I will see you guys all very, very soon. Again, have a safe and happy holiday. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, but until next time, and as always, go Pack Go. We'll be right back.